This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Turn me up some.
And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up.
We're Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. High today in the Queen City is going to be right now 86, 64 degrees on your way out the door this morning. And, of course, you know what time it is. It's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag No Leezy Mad. Hashtag NOLEEZYMAD on my Instagram page at NOLEEZY, NOLEEZY. Hit the hashtag, see what else I've been mad about. But today, I am mad at, and y'all can call up here, y'all can email, whatever you want to do. But I'm going to tell you right now, I just wanted to put out a PSA to everybody moving here from New York City. I am mad at everybody moving to Charlotte, North Carolina, from upstate New York, from New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, all that up there. I just want to let y'all know I'm mad because y'all come down here. I was out this weekend, and I met at least 25 people all said that they migrated down to Charlotte from upstate New York or somewhere up there. And they all had some complaints about Charlotte. So I asked them, why you didn't stay in New York? They had, you know, everybody had their own reason, like it's too cold. I wanted a better life for my family. Well, don't come down here complaining. That's number one. That's number one on the PSA. Don't come to North Carolina, to Charlotte, North Carolina, complaining, talking about this ain't like New York and this ain't this. Don't come down here complaining. And number two, we full. We ain't got no more room. We got to build toll lanes and have highway construction for the next 30 years because all y'all keep moving down here to complain about what we not doing. Hey, listen, we full. I'm like Donald Trump. We might need to put a wall up and tell them Charlotte, North Carolina is full. We don't need no more people from upstate New York, son. Son, we don't need no more, son. We full, son. So call your family members and tell them don't come moving down here because Charlotte, North Carolina is full. We ain't got no more room. And if you do come, just spend a weekend or something. Don't come to stay. Just spend a weekend or a couple weeks and then go back home because I can't tolerate it no more. We full. But if you do happen to have to move down here, don't come down here complaining. Charlotte is a beautiful place. Don't come down here with all that complaining and leave that New York mentality in New York. Y'all can send all emails to Comedian Burpee.
Whoa.
At gmail.com.
Don't you put this on me. I ain't say nothing about y'all. Larry the one don't like nothing up north.
I just said I didn't like nothing up north.
Larry think the greatest rapper alive is Master P.
Hey, you're right. He was. He set the standard in the game.
See what I mean?
Hit the hashtag. See what else I'm mad about. Hashtag NOLEEZYMAD on my Instagram page at NOLEEZY. But shout out to everybody I met from New York this weekend at Kale Wiz, at the gas station, at the Walmart, everywhere. They everywhere, Burpee. We full.
They are coming down.
Lord, we full. MH Great Debate up next. And you know what we do about this time inside the Madhouse.
It's time for that Madhouse Great Debate using the hashtag MH Great Debate. Today we want to know, excuse me, now that we know about that receipt that was floating around that No Limit posted,
we got let me explain it. So, You know, yesterday, if you missed it, yesterday it was a receipt that was posted from a Smoothie King here in Charlotte where on the receipt, a young man used the N-word on a receipt to an African-American customer. Posted it. Smoothie King acted on the post. A senator actually retweeted the post and said what he had to say about it. Smoothie King fired the employee. But, you know, doing our due diligence and calling to the Smoothie King, talking to the young man, found out the actual young man who put the N-word on the receipt is a black young man.
So, also to clarify, when you say put the N-word on the receipt, not that he just wrote it in there or anything like that. When you go to a lot of these restaurants like a Starbucks or a Smoothie King, they'll ask you what your name is or they'll put something on the receipt to sort of describe you. So that they know who to give the food or the drink to. Mm-hmm. And so that's how this person has, that's how this cashier has this listed on there. It's
with the
N-word dash to go. Mm-hmm. That's what he was using to describe the customer.
With the hard ER on the end. So now that you know that this young man is a black teenager, what's your perception? Does that change your perception? A lot of people were up in arms like, oh, Smoothie King, we need to cancel Smoothie King. We need blah, 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 blah.
Is that what they said, bro?
Yes, that's what we said because we jumped to conclusions a lot.
What they say?
What they said, oh, let's cancel Smoothie King, blah, 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 blah. But now that you know that this young man is black, does that change your perception of Smoothie King and what you feel about and how you feel?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
About this young man, Caleb.
And it also, Larry, you actually talked to this young man.
We called.
And he told you that it was.
He said it was a joke amongst him and his friends that they do sometimes, you know. And I was just like, wow, like, why would y'all do that? And he really had no explanation when I asked him, like, you know, why would y'all do that?
Stupidity.
So, I mean, you know, as teenagers, you do stuff. You know what I mean? We've all done stuff as teenagers.
I never jeopardized my job as a teenager.
I ain't gonna say I ain't never jeopardized my job as a teenager.
Nah, I'm not gonna say that I never jeopardized my job as a teenager.
Yeah, because I did all kind of stuff.
Yeah, I probably made a couple of bad decisions at my job.
But
I
never did that on a receipt because I never worked a job like that. But I did do some things. But
I stole some things as a teenager.
Yeah, I gave some stuff away to my friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? You hooked them up. But it's like, do you get it or
criminals.
Or it's like, you know, because, you know, since it's been posted out there and everybody's seen it, it's like, wait, Smoothie King, from a corporate standpoint, you get it. They got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But as a human being, and I don't know, it's tough. It's tough for me. I'm going to just be honest. It's tough because we, as African Americans, we do use this word in our community. Mm-hmm. Whether it's right or wrong, we use it in our community. We use it freely. I think it kind of does change my perception. I'm not saying that I don't disagree with Smoothie King and them firing him, but I understand what he was trying to do, you know, as a joke. You know what I mean? As him and his friends joking.
What?
But what I'm saying is you shouldn't do that on your job.
So this one is not hard for me at all.
Okay.
This one is not hard for me at all. I agree with Smoothie King's actions of letting this man go, of letting this young man go. And I think that this young man was wrong. It does not change my perception. Because not all black people use this word.
Right, right.
Not all black people use this word. It's not a funny joke or anything like that. And actually, for me, I would prefer that this young man, who is a teenager, learn this lesson now. Instead of him being a grown man out here working in his career, and he make this horrible mistake and lose his job when he has a family to provide for and things like that. So I prefer that he learn this lesson early on. And it's a tough lesson, but as teenagers, when we make mistakes, we have to deal with
we get
tough consequences go along with
this.
I agree with Smoothie King and what they did. Not all black people use this word. There are some black people that find it disgusting
and highly offensive.
And it has not changed my perception. I do think that he deserved to lose his job.
This changes my perception of black people. Here's what I mean. Everybody was like, oh, get rid of them. They're done. Cancel Smoothie King. Ah, they're racist. Nobody wants to do research. Nobody wants to look up what actually happened. But now that it's a black kid, people backing up. They're throwing their hands up like, oh, my bad. I ain't mean to. Regardless, it's wrong. Like Jessica said, regardless, it's wrong. But the way that we go about handling situations, we so quick to jump on something and call something racist and do this. Because it was a black guy who received the receipt, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a black guy who also received the receipt. We gotta chill out for a second. We have to chill out for a second. Don't just jump on everything and try to make that a racist situation. And that's the culture of the world that we're in now because of the grounds that the president has laid and the things that he said. We so quick, because of what he said, we so quick to jump on everything, making it racist. So I'm just saying, everybody chill out, man.
It
doesn't change my perception. They were right in firing him. It's just do your research first. I'm always one to say, I'm going to wait for the details to come out.
Yeah, and I never said it was racist. I just posted it. I never said it was racist.
No, I know. I know. It's just other people.
Yeah, they did. And then one dude even jumped on my page and said, hey, bro, this is fake. I can't believe you're going to post something fake like this. And I responded in a nice manner.
And I don't know if he...
The only hip-hop morning show is...
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse.
Y'all know what time it is, man. It's time to burn my head. Alright, Burp, what you thinking about today?
Larry, they say as men, we not supposed to show emotion. We shouldn't be emotional at all. But I say that is hogwash.
Not hogwash.
It is hogwash. Because some things make you get emotional. You are just a cold, heartless person. If some of these things I'm about to name right now don't make you emotional. Larry, I know you know this.
Okay.
One of the main things that got me emotional, when G-Baby died in Hardball.
Listen.
That took my spirit out of my soul. I don't even know how you do the two. But it happened.
Listen, if I watch that movie now, I almost cry. They didn't have to kill G-Baby like that.
I look away every time they talk about that part because my eyes start dwelling. When James died on Good Times, Larry. When Florida Evans dropped the thing, and she was like, damn, damn, damn. That took my heart, man. It took my heart.
I was like,
another black family without a daddy? This can't happen in real life.
That really didn't make me emotional. I ain't feeling nothing.
I felt that one. I wasn't alive when it actually happened, but when I saw the rerun, I felt it.
Well, you got a daddy, so you might have felt it.
You know what else made me emotional? When Halle Berry did it to the white dude in Monsters Ball. That made me emotional. I was mad. She said, I just want you to make me feel good. No, Halle, don't let him do it. You just let Diddy walk down the death row, and now you're going to the white dude. Don't do it. I got upset about that one. You know another one, Larry? When Ariel got her voice back in The Little Mermaid. Remember that at the end? At the bottom of it? And Ursula, she got rid of it, and Ariel came up out the water. Woo! Boy, that took me back. That one did it for me. I got a little emotional, Jessica. My throat started lumping up. When Mufasa died in The Lion King.
Mufasa was sad.
That was sad.
If you don't feel some kind of way.
I didn't. But
shut up, Larry. When Simba is over his daddy's body. Talk about somebody. Anybody. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Right now. When Dwayne Wayne interrupted Whitley Gilbert's wedding. One of the best moments in TV history.
That they show every day on TV One.
Hello?
Hello? Was a good moment. It was a good moment.
He was like, get off me. To have and to hold. And she was like, I do. Yes, Whitley, go get him.
Yeah.
Now, this is probably the best moment in TV history that I'm about to say right now. When Will Smith daddy left him as a grown man.
Why don't he want me?
Why you want? What? Because I'm going to give me a whole bunch of fly honeys. That's how they used to talk when they came out. And I don't need him. I don't give a damn if he there or not. Why you want me,
why
man?
He don't want me,
Will,
man?
See, even think about the,
that one was pretty
it
sad.
It chokes me up. I don't care who you are. If you don't get emotional, when that come on, you are spineless. You are heartless. You don't deserve to have emotions, feelings, period. Fellas, it's all right to get emotional
you
sometimes.
You missed Which a couple, baby.
You missed one.
I ain't got that much time.
You definitely missed the best man holiday.
Yes, when she died.
When she died.
I cried on that one. I keyed that one.
Yeah, that one touched me. When Morris Chestnut, boy.
When Ricky died and Boys in the Hood, that was real life, bro.
Yeah, that's kind of Ricky's
fault.
I see
that every day.
No, you know what? Everybody was talking about that.
I cried when Ricky died and
that's
Boys
kind of Ricky's fault. Ricky was a running back. He should have been zigzagging.
And how you leave out Finding Nemo? You left out Finding Nemo, Burpee.
Just keep swimming.
Yeah, I lost my son out there. To see, man. That was emotional. I still get emotional by Finding Nemo.
Up late.
You know what?
Y'all saw. And those from Burpee Stop. Think about it.
What you thought?
Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Turn me up, son.
And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up.
We're Power 98.
You did all them daddy stories. You left out the thug stuff. When Cleo died and set it off. When Cleo died and set it off, Burpee. She went out like a G, but it was sad. cried when Cleo
died.
That
was sad. That was more like, damn, Cleo, they took her out.
Man, Nick, did you see how she was shaking after she got shot? When Denzel died in Training Day.
That wasn't sad.
It was sad to me. See, you ain't live this hood like me.
When Michael Jackson.
Oh, hell no.
What? No. What? Everybody cried when Michael Jackson died, Larry. Stop playing with me.
Oh, in real life.
Everybody got emotional in real life.
Yeah, Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. The Baby Sugar right there came and shut the city down over the weekend. Was a fantabulous show, man. So big shout out to him. And hop right back on tour. He's actually out in St. Louis on last night, so shout out to him. Y'all know what time it is now, man. We got to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Power 98 WPEG, who you letting that light shine on?
I'm letting my light shine on my kids, Amani and Kyron Little John. They be getting their exams today at Crest High. Y'all got it, baby. Your mama loves you.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Power 98.
Now you coming on,
Sharks.
Sorry, I apologize, Shark. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to let the light shine on my grandson, Johnny Mitchell Jr. the third. Well, Johnny Mitchell the third. He told me, he said, Mama, he said, I'm graduating now from pre-K to kindergarten. I don't have to go to school no more.
He ain't got to go to school. Yes, he do.
He think he finished because he graduated from pre-K to kindergarten.
See, that's, and
I want
to
light shine on his daddy, Johnny Mitchell Sr.
They confusing the kids. That's why I said stop doing these mid-level graduations and early graduations. You confusing the kids. See, they think they done. Just, you get one or two. That's it. Y'all doing too much. Good morning.
I want to let my son, Xavier Merritt, shine because he made the National Beta Club at Murray G. Davis International Global School.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Good morning. Who you let shine, though?
Ms. Johnson and Ms. Miller that took care of Mr. Lee over at Carolina Medical Center on the fourth floor.
On the fourth floor. When you was over there at Carolina Medical Center, Mr. Lee?
Yesterday.
You doing better?
You okay, Mr. Lee?
Can't you hear how I'm talking?
I hear you. You sound okay, Mr. Lee. What you was doing over there on the fourth floor, Mr. Lee?
No, they had to run that light down through my throat. Oh, see the spot on that? Oh.
Yeah.
See this? Feel that collapse on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything good. There ain't no cancer on there.
Okay, yes. That's good. Mr. Lee, we're going to let you shine. Keep on shining, Mr. Lee.
You know it.
10-4. Got to love Mr. Lee, man. Big shout out to him, man. Get well, stay well, and stay out the way. All right, you miss somebody, you let shine, call us up, 570-WPEG. And on the way, Miss Justice got a chance for you to hang out with Fantasia. Coming up at 724 inside your nose and neighbor news.
Don't live it, live it.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news from Monday, June 3rd, being brought to you by Ruth Chris. It's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Time to celebrate Ruth Chris 54th anniversary going on right now. You can buy a $79 gift card for only $54. Buy online at ruths-chris.com or between 12 noon and 4 p.m. at the Uptown or South Park locations. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. All right, I was telling you all about the Wearable Art Gala that took place. Well, Tyler Perry got into a bidding war again over a portrait of Nipsey Hussle by Tiffany Anderson. Tyler bailed on the portrait when it went for over $100,000. A woman by the name of Felicia Horowitz walked away with the painting. She paid a little over $101,000. $6,000. The portrait was originally valued at $15,000. Now, Tyler didn't walk away empty-handed. He did receive the Trailblazer Award. Lil Yachty was recently at a party for his record label CEO, P. Thomas of Quality Control, and wasn't impressed with their dinner options that included some, like, fancy chicken with peanut sauce, some lobster wontons, and imperial egg rolls, and some other stuff that was on the menu. Well, what did he do? He called Uber Eats and had them deliver McDonald's to the party. He ordered a hot and spicy McChicken. All right, the students at the high school where the Parkland shooting took place got a big surprise yesterday. Dwayne Wade appeared at their commencement ceremony. The NBA speaker, the NBA star spoke about the impact that the school shooting had on him and how he struggled to relate to the students when he visited them shortly after the shooting. The school is the site of the 2018 Parkland shooting that left 17 students dead and more than 17 students injured. The shooter was a former student. Looks like Kenya Moore is returning to The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She was spotted filming with castmates Marlo Hampton, Cynthia Bailey, and Portia Williams at the Atlanta Ultimate Women's Expo. Now, Kenya has been hinting that she would get her peach back, so we'll see. And guess what else is going on? Riley Hewitt and Robert Freeman are back. That's right, folks. The popular cartoon The Boondocks is returning to television for a fifth season. Now, the last episode premiered in June of 2014 on Adult Swim. John Witherspoon did confirm the return, and he said it's one of the best cartoons that he has ever been on. Happy birthday to Dave East and Life Jennings. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
All right, man. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right near 86, 65 degrees right now. Sunshine all day long. It's time for your 740 question of the morning. Young Miami put out a little Instagram post over the weekend that rappers need writers, period. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
So you know a lot of people be talking about Young Miami from the City Girls and her flow on different songs. So she got offended by it. And then she put up a post, hey, you talking about me and my songs, but my songs that I'm on, they're hits. You and you rappers, y'all need writers, period. I said what I said. So we asked y'all, Madhouse Nation, this morning, what rapper would you say needs a writer? Period. Miss Jess, what you got on your list over there?
Young Miami.
Young Miami need a writer. Look, y'all didn't write for her, though. Period.
Young Miami. Really?
she need a flow coach. That's what she need.
Young Miami.
Somebody tell her how to flow.
A flow coach.
She need a flow coach.
Because she sounds terrible on it.
Period.
Horrible.
Yeah.
She's still fine, though.
I don't think that she can write her own rhymes.
So I don't think she write either.
I think she's a writer.
Yeah. JT can write, though.
I don't think they're literate.
Shut up, Burp.
Like she said, a hit is a hit.
A hit is a hit. Hey.
I wouldn't mind watching none of their videos. I don't give a damn what they saying.
Period. That's all you got on your list?
Who else?
Everybody under 25.
Who you got? Anybody on your list, Burp? I got some. Black Youngster might need another
Black
writer.
Youngster definitely.
Black Youngster writer. Might need another writer. He ratchet and some of the stuff he say, but Black Youngster, come on now. I can't spare. anything I want to say. What?
What's the boy's name? Designer definitely needs a writer.
Tekashi.
Tekashi. Well, hell, he ain't making no music no time.
Well, he got a writer in jail. They writing down the names of the people he told on.
They write down all the charges.
Future could potentially need a writer.
Future could potentially need a writer
to expand his content.
I see what you're saying.
I got you.
I think I will agree with you on that.
Expand his content. Okay.
It is the same thing over and over and over again.
You know who needs a writer to go back to how they used to be?
Nicki Minaj. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj. She needed to call Safari and say, hey, big head. All right, Madhouse Nation, chime in. What rapper needs a writer? According to Young Miami, she said some of these rappers out here need writers. So we trying to find out. 704-227-8780. Leave it on our voicemail.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Left in the Morning Mess.
It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Ms. Jessica, the girl next door.
Raymond Santana, Kevin Richardson, Antron McRae, Yusuf Salaam, and Corey Wise, also known as the Central Park Five, are the subject of Ava DuVernay's newest Netflix series, When They See Us. The four-part series tells the story of how these five teens became trapped in a nightmare when they were falsely accused of a brutal rape in Central Park. The teens were coerced and beaten by police to give false confessions, implementing each other, even though they didn't even know each other. After being found guilty with no evidence, the teens served anywhere from 5 to 12 years in prison. Another man finally came forward and confessed to the full crime with evidence proving that he indeed did do this and not these five young men. It is a very, very hard series to watch, and I actually made the mistake of watching all four episodes in one sitting last night. Needless to say, I did not sleep at all last night. It was very, very hard to watch. A lot of people have been talking about this series when they see us on social media. So I'm hashtag just wondering, what did you think about Ava DuVernay's When They See Us? Give us a call, 570-WPEG.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it today, but I definitely want to check it out. I've just been watching like a lot of the comments and, you know, just reading up on the story. It just seems like it's just a very, very sad story. But sad to say, it's so many of our brothers and sisters that have been through similar things that, you know, they haven't had their story told yet. But it's just crazy. And, you know, this is Kim Kardashian's new whole platform is trying to expose stuff like this and trying to help people get their just due and they get their justice served. Because a lot of people, a lot of innocent people have been accused and convicted of crimes that they didn't do.
You know, this story not only talks about them being convicted of these crimes, right? But when some of these men got out, how hard it was for them to adapt back into life because now they are, they're well known. This was a very, very widely publicized story. But they're also having to adjust, and people are calling them rapists, even though that they knew that they weren't rapists. To see how the police department went there and just made up stories about these young boys. And the part that really, really bothers me is that these young men were as young as 14, 15 years old. The 16-year-old at the time was tried as an adult and placed in an adult maximum facility. I mean, his story is crazy. It's very hard to watch. But they essentially took these men's childhood away from them. It's crazy.
570-WPEG. If you've seen it and you want to comment, it's pot out of here.
No limit.
It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Ms. Jessica, the girl next door.
Yes, a lot of people talking about it. Raymond Santana, Kevin Richardson, Antron McRae, Yusuf Salaam, and Corey Wise, known as the Central Park Five. They're the subject of Ava DuVernay's newest Netflix series, When They See Us. It talks about the story of how these five teens were falsely accused of brutally raping a woman in Central Park. They served anywhere between 5 to 12 years in prison. Another man finally did come forward and confess to this crime with full evidence proving that he indeed did commit this crime. It's a hard to watch series, 4 episodes in it. So I'm hashtag just wondering, what did you think about When They See Us?
Well, I watched the series, and I did just like Jessica. I watched it all the way through. And I'm going to be honest, as much as it hurt and as much as it makes me angry, I was very numb to it because it was almost like, okay, I can see that happening. I remember when the situation happened and how it was in the news. I think it was a slap in the face. I'm sure it's a slap in the face for those gentlemen at this point, seeing that Donald Trump is the president, and he, through the series, made it a big deal wanting to put those kids to death for the death penalty in New York. And, you know, it was just sad. It was extremely sad. But I have actually followed up and looked at the guys' Instagrams and what they have going on, and they have some really great programs out there. And I just encourage people to really follow them and see what it is that they have going on and support them at this point. But it was a very sad series, and it hurts that that happened to people who look like us. So I don't know. I definitely recommend everybody to watch it all the way through.
Thank you, baby.
Uh-huh.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. I was calling calling to comment about the Netflix original series.
Yeah.
So I didn't even get past the interrogation part. I was 30 minutes in, and I got so mad about how they treated those little boys and what they were going through. I didn't even get past the interrogation part. But later on, I will try to watch it and try to get through it. But it's a very hard series to get through.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your comment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Power 98, good morning. You're on hashtag Just Wondering.
Good morning.
Go ahead. You got a comment?
Oh, yes. I'm in the middle of the series. I haven't actually finished it. And although I haven't finished it, it still is really hard to look at that stuff. I've actually cried.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Stuff already. And what's even more sad is that society is still like that now. The government is still shady like that now. And even worse, they're not just beating on people and getting away with it. They're shooting people and killing people and getting away with it. So it makes it even worse. And so, yeah, I definitely agree. The show is good, but it is really hard to watch and look at.
Thank you. Pod RDA, good morning.
Good morning. I just think that the story was very sad. I actually watched it last night. I just thought it was unbelievable at the fact that when they couldn't match everything up for the kids, or it didn't make sense to them, they did whatever they could to try to make it fit to put those young boys in prison. I mean, it's just a very sad story, and I just can't believe it, and it's actually a true story.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. We're talking about it on hashtag Just Wondering. When they see us, Charlotte's plug is Power 98. We back at it again.
Oh my gosh, back at it. In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again. Whipping. Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend. Woo. I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again. Trapping.
Woo. Oh my Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is hashtag Just Wondering. And we are discussing When They See Us, Ava DuVernay's new Netflix series. I'm just wondering, what did you think about it? Power 98, good morning.
I watched it yesterday, all four episodes, and I watched it with my son. He's 9, and I wanted him to see it. I wanted him to see what he's preparing himself for in this world that we're living in today. It did make me cry. It did make me look at things from the outside looking in, because I am a young mother with black children. And then it's just as young as 14 to like 16, watching that 16-year-old be tried as an adult. I have a lover that's in prison, so I had to see that aspect of it, especially from an innocent point of view. And I'm not trying to get emotional, but I just hope that things eventually change some way, somehow. I like the lady who called earlier saying that, you know, follow up with what they're doing now as far as programs and stuff. Because we do need to get involved into things like that to try to change what's going on in today's society with these young black men.
Coming up, we got more of your comments. It's Pod 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
iPods compose love like we're Mozart.
Miss Jessica brought it in today. On hashtag Just Wondering, talking about the new Netflix series. What's the name of it?
It's called When They See Us. It's a 4-part series that dropped, and a lot of people watched it over the weekend. A lot of people struggled to watch it over the weekend. Let's go back to the phone lines. Power 98, good morning.
Yes, I really feel like
It is a good watch, especially for our generation, my generation. You know, we think that it's cool to snap back at the police, not recognizing what kind of predicament and situation that we could be in, you know, and it is a must watch. It's very hard. I cried through it. I watched it the same day I started and I finished it. So it is a good movie. Netflix series, I'm sorry, for our color, our time.
You know, it's not, it's, these boys weren't snapping back at the police officers. These boys got caught up in being in interrogation rooms, not knowing their rights, not having their parents sitting with them and not having lawyers with them and them making statements and then signing off on statements simply based off of the police officer telling them, if you say this, you're going to get to go home. And so it's more of a not snapping back at police officers, but knowing your rights as a child. So for everybody that's calling up here saying that they watched it with their children, I actually had a lot of friends that sat down and watched it with their kids. I think that's a great idea, is to watch this with your children and then have a conversation with them.
Power 98, good morning.
I watched the whole series straight through, and I just thought that, you know, it was a terrible situation for those guys to be in. I myself have worked in a correctional institution, and even though I work with younger children, Corey's story really touched me because he was sentenced at 16 and sent to Rikers Island, and I felt like, you know, he was beat. You know, they kept having parties is what they, you know, they say it is, set up for him every time he was transferred to a different facility, and I'm just glad that, you know, these guys were, you know, eventually exonerated and able to, you know, get some part of their life back, even though it won't change the past for them.
If you haven't checked it out, make sure you check it out on Netflix when they see us. And I heard, like you said, one of the cops wrote a book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so there is the woman who sort of was the mastermind and you know, lead detective. I'm not exactly sure what her role was, but she has written like 6 or 7 books, and they are now calling for a boycott of those books. So they're saying, you know, they want these different, Linda, I'm sorry, she's the prosecutor, the real life prosecutor in the case. Linda Fairstein has gone on to be a New York Times best-selling author for her crime novels. So now social media users are going to Barnes and Nobles, Amazon, wherever books are being sold, especially her books are being sold, and they're saying, you need to pull these books from the shelf. She should not be allowed to make money, and what she did to these kids was take their childhood away from them. That shouldn't be allowed. So they're calling for her books to be pulled off the shelves.
Seems like it's a great show. I'm going to check it out today.
Don't watch it late at night.
Don't watch it late at night. I didn't sleep a wink last night because episode 1 will make you upset, you know. Episode 2 is pretty tough too. Episode 3, all right. You get to episode 4 is tough. Episode 4 is very, very tough. And that's the last episode. So even though there was a good outcome for these men did end up suing the state of New York. They won a couple of million, I believe about $40 million, between the five of them. I just can't get out of my mind that their childhood was taken away from them. Their childhood was taken away from them, and even once they, because a couple of them got out before the man confessed. They got out and they were still known as rapists in the community. People were still looking at them as if they were rapists. So it's tough. It's tough to see the police set 5 kids up and send them away and take their childhood away. Set them up. They set them up.
Yeah. All right, man, make sure you check it out if you haven't checked it out. And if you miss hashtag Just Wonder, you can log on to our website, power98fm.com. Right now, let's secure that bag, though.
Let's get it straight, girl.
Live from the Planet Fitness.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.